Quasar Cosmology, Dark Energy Evolution and Spatial Curvature, by G. Barjocki et al. We analyze some open debates in cosmology in light of the most updated quasar, QSO, sample, covering a wide redshift range up to Z approximately 7.5, combined with Type Ia supernovae, SNE, and baryon acoustic oscillations, BAO. Indeed, extending the cosmological analyses with high redshift data is key to distinguishing between different cosmological models that are degenerate at low redshifts, and allowing better constraints on a possible dark energy, DE, evolution. Also, we discuss combinations of BAO, SNE, and QSO data to understand their compatibility and implications for extensions of the standard cosmological model. Specifically, we consider a flat and non-flat lambda CDM cosmology, a flat and non-flat DE model with a constant DE equation of state parameter, W, and four flat DE models with variable W, namely the Chevalier-Polarski-Linder and Jassel-Bagla-Pamanabhan models, and an ... exponential, and Barbosa-Alcanaz parameterizations. We find that a joint analysis of QSO plus SNE with BAO is only possible in the context of a flat universe. Indeed, BAO confirms the flatness condition assuming a curved geometry, whilst SNE plus QSO show evidence of a closed space. We also find omega m, 0 equals 0.3 in all datasets assuming a flat lambda CDM model. Yet, all the other models show a statistically significant deviation at 2 to 3 sigma with the combined SNE plus QSO plus BAO dataset. In the models where DE density evolves with time, SNE plus QSO plus BAO data always prefer omega m, 0 greater than 0.3, WOO. This DE phantom behavior is mainly driven by SNE plus QSO, while BAO are closer to the flat lambda CDM model. This was Quasar Cosmology, Dark Energy Evolution and Spatial Curvature, by G. Barjocki et al.